Penguin Random House Audio presents World of Warcraft, War of the Scaleborn by Courtney Alameda. Read for you by Wendy Lee. To Beau, who brought me to Azeroth, and to champions past, present, and future, we still have so many stories to tell one another. Part 1. A Kingdom Born. Chapter 1. What have you done, Alexstrasza? Virnoth wondered as she soared over the rising spires of Valdrakken. What is this place? In all her long years, Virnoth had never seen dragonkind build such strange Ares. Alexstrasza, Virnoth's oldest friend and the newly made dragon queen, had called Valdrakken a city. Virnoth rolled the word over her tongue, thinking it tasted like Titan magic. City, a foreign word befitted so foreign a place. Virnoth understood none of the sights below. Hand-wrought stone spires perched upon the mountains of Thaldrassus. Rivers ran through the sky on gilded spines. Floating islands nested in the clouds, their waterfalls tumbling into the open air. Young drakes chased one another, nipping at each other's tails and laughing. Dragons roosted on grand platforms, talking together and enjoying the beauty of the day. Valdrakken, city, a place that seemed to radiate peace, and yet dark doubts crept into Virnoth's heart. Every dragon in sight bore the mark of the Keeper's Order magic, which had utterly transformed them, mind, body, and soul. Virnoth did not recognize the Ordered as dragons, though they were certainly dragon-like. On the ground, the Ordered folded their wings against their backs like birds, whereas natural, primal dragons like Virnoth relied upon their wings both on the ground and in the air. The Ordered did not look like proper dragons, not anymore. By embracing this strange power, Alexstrasza and her followers had turned their backs on the very planet that had given them life. As a primal dragon in Valdrakken, Virnoth was an outsider among her own. So many of you have chosen the Keepers over your own kind, she thought. With a great flap of her wings, she crested one of the city's peaks. Even as she cruised along the city's outskirts, she counted hundreds of Ordered dragons, their jewel-toned hides glittering in hues of blue, black, bronze, green, and red. Each color represented one of the 5 dragonflights led by an individual dragon aspect. The 5 aspects had been the first to be infused with the Keeper's Order magic, to embark on a dangerous path, to turn their backs on the natural order of things. Now they had convinced so many others to follow them into this folly. Virnoth checked her speed, then dived beneath an arch of ornamented stone. The shadows of her wings rippled over the city's jarring angles and sharp golden edges. Below her, the Titan Forge swarmed over the mountains like flies on a carcass, carving stone from the rocky flanks to build their spires and arches. Even if the Aspects had dreamed up Valdrakken on their own, the city brimmed with their master's power. Here, the keeper's influence was omnipresent, inescapable. Order imbued the very wind that filled Viranoth's wings, nostrils, and lungs, sending a shudder across her scales. Had Viranoth not made a promise to Alexstrasza, she would have turned tail and never looked back. Yet Viranoth was a dragon of her word. Today, the Dragon Queen and the Red Dragonflight would swear an oath to defend their world. Azeroth, Alexstrasza had called it, though it sounded like yet another Titan word. Alexstrasza had personally invited Viranoth to the ceremony. Perhaps she hoped that Viranoth could be convinced of the righteousness of the Aspect's cause. Viranoth knew her old friend to be honorable and true. Alexstrasza would not have chosen this path without good reason. Still, Viranoth's doubts remained. Why should dragons have to change themselves to fulfill the wishes of the keepers? To her mind, it made no sense. A great trumpeting echoed off the city's spires. On instinct, Viranoth banked toward the sound, sweeping past the hollow bones of a half-finished spire. A multitude of dragons took flight, their scales flashing in the sun. The thundering of their wings whipped up the wind and turned the clouds into a froth. Had Viranoth not been so unsettled by the sight, she might have found it exhilarating. She climbed higher with ease, lofted by the air currents that swirled off a thousand wings. "Viranoth, my friend!" A red dragon glided into Viranoth's airstream. Like all ordered dragons, the red had a sinuous, elongated neck and longer forelegs, which when on the ground would allow him to stand on 4 feet rather than 2. The ordered had slim heads and lacked a primal dragon's thick, impenetrable armor on the skull and spine. This particular red had 2 heavy, twisting horns on the top of his head and frills over each eye. The red was accompanied by a small contingent of other reds, 4 to be exact. In the Dragon Wilds, no one would have dared approach Viranoth with such an easy manner, especially not in a pack. Had the keeper's magic made them forget the customs of their kind? "I am sorry, Strauss," said the first red, performing an elegant roll in the air, as if in greeting. "Majordomo to the Dragon Queen. Alexstrasza has asked me to be your escort during your stay in Thaldrassus." "I thank you, but that shall not be necessary," Viranoth said, not wanting to offend. "I do not plan to stay in Valdrakken long."
"Alexstrasza thought you might say that," Sorry Strauss said with a laugh. "And she was right. You speak very well for one of your kind."
"Your kind?" Viranoth narrowed her eyes but said nothing.
"At the very least, allow me to show you where today's ceremonies are to be held," Sorry Strauss said. "You are our honored guest."
"Very well," Viranoth replied, following the majordomo as he banked right. The other reds followed them in close pursuit. As they came around the corner, the whole of Valdrakken opened to them. A white spire rose in the distance, scraping the clouds overhead. Rivers flowed around its base. Lush purple-leaved trees clustered close along their banks. At its peak, there looked to be a landing platform of sorts.
"That is the seat of the Aspects," Sorry Strauss said, his voice lilting with pride. "The tower is the soul of Valdrakken, where our honored Aspects conduct business on behalf of the 5 flights. But the seat is not our destination today. Come, Viranoth, and let me show you Tearhold."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?